Lala and Carmelo Anthony split. Tiny visits Wendell, and Lonnie Love gets a reality check. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I am Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Join with me, DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up?
What's up? So, Lala Anthony.
Just gonna jump right on.
Yes, we need to just jump on in here because I got to get home to watch American Crime. Lala and Carmelo Anthony split. Now, they did have a prenup, I believe. She's worth $9 million. He's worth $90 million.
Those are two cute situations.
I mean, it's very cute situations. I mean, if he was not making $90 million and I just knew that she was making $9 million, I'd be like, oh, girl, you're good. But then I compare it and I'm like, oh. But it's still cute. So reportedly, Carmelo Anthony cheated on her and has a baby on the way. Baby mama drama. Isn't this crazy?
I mean, it's just kind of like, here's the thing. Here's some like TT. So I don't really know them like that, but like, there was a time where I was like hanging out with like Lala's camp, and it was like, everyone was so excited for them, and they seemed so in love. But
it was a come up for Lala because she was just doing like VJ stuff, like she was hosting things on like MTV. But she does some acting.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised that she's worth $90 million, honey. Where'd that come from? Not those BET movies,
right? Because Karrueche done took him out. Now she on Netflix, doing all Lala's game.
I mean, do you have a YouTube channel or like where is this $9 million coming from? Maybe it's the coins that she's collected over the years from Carmelo.
That's all I could think about.
I mean,
I'm just like,
BET ain't paying that much.
Sure not.
And what else do you do?
TRL, been done. And get no residual.
So what do you think she's going to do after this? Do you think that she's going to really try and pursue like acting or hosting? She needs to go back to hosting. I really loved her as a VJ. She was great at what she did.
I feel like she's going to pursue
another man.
Yeah.
Another athlete.
Like, I don't want to see, honestly, like,
the Lala draft.
I don't want to see Lala popping up on the Today Show. Like, I don't. I'm so done with seeing the same faces.
I think that she, not something like the Today Show, but
what?
Maybe
what's she
like
be
another
on? Bounce
countdown.
TV? What they got?
Another countdown, like what?
What do they count down?
Yeah, ain't nobody counting nothing down no more. I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want her on Fashion Police.
Which would be like the perfect avenue for her. I really feel like her camp would try and be like, okay, let's get you on Fashion Police.
And we'd be like, for what? Yeah. Where have you had to wear fashion?
I mean, Nene's on there.
Nene at least got an HGTV or whatever the fuck that is. HSN. Cloth that all the moms be wearing.
And it's just a cloth, like this cape. It's like a bat, kind of the, like, it's just.
No,
it's comfortable.
I know older women that have been like, it's cute.
It's cute.
Speaking of breaking up, I don't know if you heard, but rumor has it is Tyga and Kylie have split because apparently he was cheating with Miss Jordan Uzuna, who she tweeted and was like, y'all get off it. I ain't with that boy. And Twitter took Tyga to the motherfucking grave talking about how he gonna leave his paycheck. And you just gonna quit your job like that? No fair warning. You ain't have an album drop, nothing. You just like, I'm done. Poop, bye. I don't need you. Yeah, you do. Actually, you need the Jenner. Kylie. No?
I mean, I don't know, because wasn't he talented before all of this?
When?
I'm asking a question. Was he talented before all of this? Because he had some hits out, right?
What?
Didn't
he? He had Rack City, bitch.
Okay, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent all that money. Next. What else?
Can we see, actually, can you pull up YouTube? I want to see if we can pull this. You're going to die.
I think I've seen it. Like the memes and things.
No.
Oh, what? What am I?
And can we look up Tyga? Tyga Young MTV. Type Tyga Young MTV. Before he was rapping, he was on a reality show. Can you make it bigger? Oh, wait, yep.
Was it on TMZ?
You better pull, yeah. If that's it, I'm going to fucking die. Can you make that screen big and show the audience? I'm going to fall out if this is it. All right. All right, so well, I hope this is going to be what it is. But basically, MTV like tried to put out this like quiz show for hip hop artists, and so he comes on it as a guest, and he has to do a freestyle on it, and it is a hot damn mess. And it just kind of takes away from everything that Tiger's ever tried to do. Let's see. Hopefully, this is it. Otherwise, it's going to be the biggest fall face fall ever. Busters, yep.
Yo, what it is, MTV, it's your boy Tiger, a.k.a. one of the greatest. Tiger, I got this name when I was young. My mom used to say I looked like Tiger Woods, so I just stuck with that. Grew up, not too tough. Parents got a Range Rover, CL600, doing it big. Not too much hard, but I'm still street. Yeah, it's T-Y-G-A. They say I'm not hood because I stay in the valley. They say I never been in the alley. I tell them cats, huh, I've been in the alley. Tools on the truck, living it up.
Name that grill.
How many teeth do you need to see before you can make an ID?
Tiger!
I think I can name that Induce, man.
You got your tooth. Tiger.
Name that grill.
I'm pretty sure that's Big Gip.
Who?
Big Gip? No.
Name that grill. It's like, I'm not on Dude's Mop anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about the ladies, so, you know, holla at me, ladies, you know, after the show, whatever.
This game right here.
Kylie.
Some of these flowers perfect shall be for each other. Some genuine merchandise, and some will be front, wearing the knockoffs. That means Rolex. It's got that 5.25 carats of ice.
The Rolex, I knew it was real by the clarity of the diamonds. It was real, like... It was real.
Okay, so you tell me, D. Fake. Is it for real or for fake?
I'm always for real.
We got the special effect green screen right here, man.
Oh my god, no. Please watch this.
We got cracking with the plastic. Let's get our first one up. Tiger!
We need some females up here.
You need some females?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
So
you gotta
corny.
Be a baller to get the females. Let's see his moves.
No. Okay, so I guess that Tiger should have just stayed with Kylie because obviously...
Perfect.
You two are perfect for each other. This is embarrassing. If I was Tiger, I would have tried to get this, like...
Removed
from any social media, every single site possible. TMZ had the nerve with they shady butt.
That's how you know Chris don't like Tiger.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because that would have been off the internet.
Well, that's a hot mess. Who did we say was dating Odell Beckham Jr. last week?
Amber Rose.
Well, not, because I saw a picture of him supposedly at Six Flags with... Well, no, it was a picture of him with his supposed rumored boo thing. Everyone was saying that she looked like the... You know the thing that says, you want to play a game? I'm like, her contour was just popping. Leave her alone. She's a cute girl.
She is cute.
So, yeah, I don't know if him and Amber are a thing. Who knows? But anyway, so Tiny, you know that her and T.I. are splitting.
Mm-hmm.
She recently made a visit to Wendell. Mm-hmm. Wendell Williams, y'all. And how
Wendy
you doing?
Wendy went in.
See, this, but it was like a really good interview. Mm-hmm. Wendy asks all those questions that everyone wants to know. So the one thing that I found really interesting is that Tiny was like, well, you know, side chicks are supposed to be quiet. Like, she didn't know her place. She didn't know her role. Like,
Amen.
If you are the side chick, mm-hmm. you need to be quiet. To me, why? Mm-hmm. Seriously? There should never be a side chick. You need to check your man. Like, do you have an open marriage? And so
and
Wendell
said, no.
kept saying, like, okay, well, do you? And she was like, no. I'm like, yeah, you do. Because you would not have made that kind of statement saying, like, you know, if you
well,
are the
said,
side
we
chick.
Don't, but then she's like, but we do what we need to do. So you do.
She, I just, I'm like, what's going on?
And basically what you're saying is like, T.I. can fuck whoever he wants and you out here trying to find something.
Well, that's, and it brings us to when she went to Mariah Carey's Halloween party and she was dancing all up on Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, but when, here's my thing. When you keep hearing, like, the same person, it's kind of like, okay, y'all ain't fucking for real.
Yeah, I don't think that they are.
I don't think so. Like,
I think that was, like, something that she really wants and Floyd was like, I'm good.
Really? I still always wonder, question if Floyd's gay.
I think he probably may be. There's always a possibility, but I don't think that he doesn't have sex with women.
I mean, true.
Like, that's definitely, he may be bi-curious. I'm not saying that he is, but he's definitely hitting some women. I doubt that he's not. But anyway, but I mean, yeah, like, I thought that was...
tiny?
That's why, I don't know.
Honey, I mean, I know he liked to hit a punching bag, but I'll fuck him too.
Well,
Well, speaking of a punching bag, K. Michelle had some words for Miss Lonnie Love. So, Miss Couch, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, I call her Couch because that's what her personality it consists of, was on there talking about K. Michelle and K. Michelle's attitude. So, Miss Lonnie Love was like, who was that girl that came?
Wait, who was the guest? For some reason,
Angela Yee. Can we actually YouTube that link right there? Angela Yee on The Real. So she
Keep going.
She was on The Real, and basically Lonnie was, full out shading K. Michelle, and acting like she didn't know who she was. And you know, K. Michelle, right there, pop it on up. And you know, K. Michelle ain't gonna have, ain't gonna just let you talk about her like that. So K. Michelle caught it, and y'all can take a look right here. Boom.
That you saw. So they've been married for a long time. So I think they're just comfortable. Like, you got to think it's probably all they know. So it's more like, and people stay married and feel like they're roommates too, by the way.
Right. Yeah, my parents are like that.
I have two questions. You grew up with both your mom and dad.
I don't think this is it. No, this is not it, because Lonnie had on a different color shirt.
Wait, really?
Yeah, this isn't it. Oh. This is it.
Oh, yeah, boom. Yeah. All right, so basically the tweets went around across like this. K. Michelle came out at Lonnie talking about, you should shut your heavy neck ass up playing with me, Lonnie Love. You are not funny. The only thing funny about you is your struggle ass face, Ham Hawk. Lonnie Love said, I think you scared. Oh, wait, because then Lonnie said, come on The Real and say it, girl. Now don't you trot to Wendy Williams first. K. Michelle said, I'm not coming on no dry ass reel to sit there and be fake with a bunch of frauds. Lonnie said,
well, they are a bunch of frauds. Yep. And we confirmed that this weekend. Everything that we ever said here on Reality Check is actually true. Every single one of those girls, except for Tamara, forced Tamar out. Tamar did not know. I mean, basically everything that we kind of thought happened actually did happen. Tamar did not know what was going on until the producer called saying that her contract would not be renewed. She was blindsided, and it was around the time of Essence Fest. So all of them are some frauds. Every last single one of them, except for Tamara, wanted Tamar out, and they got together in order to do it.
And K. Michelle said, roast beef, you didn't talk this much when you got Tamar fired. Lonnie Love said, now you know that is not true.
It is true, Lonnie.
Since she's gone, you can come now. Come on now. K. Michelle said, how about this? You keep my whole name out your mouth and stay over there on Sesame Street, because this ain't what you want, hamburger. Come on, K. Michelle. We can get this trending. Ham hock neck, roast beef neck, Lonnie Love on the ropes. You lost, Lonnie.
I mean, I congratulate Lonnie for kind of like taking... you know, just taking it and making fun of the entire situation. I mean, K. Michelle didn't have to come for her body that hard. Like, come on. Seriously. Lonnie Love does own the fact that she's a bigger woman.
Lonnie Love also said that K. Michelle was Keisha Cole. She's like, who was it again that came up there? Keisha Cole, right? Angela Yee was like, no, not Keisha Cole.
I mean, but that's cute shade. It's like cute little petty shade. Lonnie didn't necessarily come for like K. Michelle's fake booty or her wanting to get a reduced booty or like her titties being so big and wanting to get those reduced too. Like, she wasn't coming for her like that. You see what she could have did? And then you got K. Michelle calling her a hamburger. Like, how many hamburgers in your booty? You know, about 50. So, I think that for the most part, they both took an L because it could have been better. I mean, K. Michelle could have came at her, like, totally differently. Just kept it real cute, like you're a fraud. You wouldn't be talking all this stuff if Tamar was there. You know, like, stuff like that is real funny and cute and shady. But coming for her body...
Speaking about real funny and real shady, talked about it over on The Beat, but we're going to talk about it this week.
What happened?
Nicki Minaj dropped the No Fraud video.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, when she talks about Remy Ma having surgery, Ra Ali from Love & Hip Hop New York, who's friends with Remy of, like, 7 to 10 years, mm-hmm. is in the Nicki Minaj video. Like,
well, you'll do anything for a coin.
Honey.
And I'm pretty sure it was a pretty coin, too.
Honey.
And it's like, I mean, whose side are you going to take? Do you want to be on Nicki Minaj's team, who's, like, continuously
broke girls with a rich girl.
Yeah. So, I mean, would I do that to my friend? No, I would not. But then you have to consider, like, how good of friends are they now?
Well,
like, yeah, you have a past.
I hope we're real good friends.
I mean, we have a really good past relationship, but 5 years from now, I don't know what we'll be. It's like, you'll be in my wedding.
Okay,
I'll be going
bitch,
down the
aisle. I'll be right behind her in all her pictures. Like.
So Serena Williams is a pregnant. She made the announcement, and
for real?
Didn't know she wasn't pregnant?
Well, because she posted the picture, then took it down. People were saying that maybe she just posted like a picture and she wasn't pregnant. People were like, "Girl, you pregnant?"
No, she's. Like, you mean the bathing suit picture? No, she's pregnant. She's definitely pregnant. So everyone was saying that like was very like amazed that she won the Australian Open while pregnant, and I'm like, why, like. Pregnant women do amazing things all the time, and she's not, like, 5 months pregnant.
True.
I can see, like, if she was, like, 5 months pregnant
or 6 months
pregnant.
I mean, we've seen what Beyonce's done.
What? Pregnant what?
Pregnant, bitch, at that billboard the first time.
She sat in the chair the whole time?
No.
You can't compare that to playing tennis.
First of all, girl, I'm talking about when she was pregnant with Blue.
That was the first time, and all she did was skip around the stage. We talking about an Australian Open. Sorry, Beehive, but even y'all got to come correct when you're making that comparison. Stop. Just saying. Anyway, congratulations. And I want to shout out to everyone who participated in the March for Science yesterday, Saturday, in LA and all parts of the world.
What's that? Are they marching for science? I mean, like, explain it.
I mean, it's common sense. They're marching for science. The importance of science.
Okay, so what does it accomplish by marching for it?
What does any march accomplish by marching for any specific cause?
I'm just curious.
Hey, would you ever participate in a march for a specific cause that you truly believed in?
Mm-hmm. So they
okay, well, then there
it?
You go.
So they raise money for it?
There was a lot of different booths and whatnot where you could, like, contribute and donate and be a part of any kind of, well, different organizations. But overall, no, I don't. There was no, like, registration fee. You just went and you showed your support. What I brought it up because it was very interesting to see all of the different signs that they had. And one sign was a picture of Kendall Jenner with a Pepsi. Like, Kendall,
oh,
where are
that
you?
Thing.
Where are you, Kendall? Since it's just like you are so socially aware of what's going on and Pepsi can solve any problem. Where are you? Now that was really cute. Michael B. Jordan at Coachella.
Honey.
This is the second weekend. He was rocking a new do, cornrows straight to the back. Is it a snack or a diet?
He is a snack of all types. He is
I'm gonna
the
go on the diet
ever. I'm just like, I cannot stop staring at him. Like, I just can't. Like, Michael B. Jordan is literally everything.
I don't find him. He's
crazy.
Cute, but I don't find him
everything.
Like, dang, he's fine.
Drinking that McCafe, like,
I'm good, and that's a whole bunch of sugar.
That's fine, just like him.
I'm on a diet.
Well,
I'm good. Unless Idris pops
girl,
up.
Girl, don't no one want none of that rusty oil.
What?
Honey, I'm trying to get me a young plum little Michael B. Jordan. Idris out here with dentures falling out like, no,
that's fine. No. That is okay. Because black don't crack.
Honey, well, Idris looking like he might crack a little bit. And honey, the way Michael B. Jordan looking, I look like crack him back a little bit.
I don't find him attractive at all.
What? Girl, are you kidding me?
I'm not into it.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
With them braids too, like, and I didn't even do
it's
the
a diet
like that.
For me. It's
it.
A diet.
It's a daddy for me.
So Mel B is suing her her nanny and her ex-husband because...
No, wait. She's suing her ex-husband, but the nanny's suing Mel B.
Yes.
For defamation, right?
Yes. So what I meant to say is that she recently got a restraining order on both of them, both the nanny and the ex-husband. And the nanny is suing Mel B for, I believe, defamation.
Yeah.
Because, let's see... What happened exactly? Oh, it's something about, like, they all three of them made a sex tape?
I can't. I am done. What?
Let me look it up. They all three of
and
them
of
made
it. Of course, she white.
Yes, yeah, so it's earlier this month, Mel B got a restraining order against Belafonte and their former nanny. Her name is Lorraine. After she claimed the two tried to sexually extort her with the sex tapes that three of them made.
And that the girl bitch got pregnant by him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the Belafonte forced her to have an abortion. I don't know if Mel B was in that. Enforcing the girl, but first of all, you don't force anyone to get an abortion. If you want to have that baby, you're going to have that baby. You know, so, I don't know. This has given me...
Lifetime tea.
Yes. What was that? What was that old movie with Sanaa Lathan and the white guy, and she left her black husband to be with the white guy, got pregnant. It was good.
Oh.
It had a lot of, like, really amazing actors in there that I should know their names, but if you see them, you're like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
No, I know what you're talking about, too.
But that's what it's giving me, like, that messy, like, kids get involved, and then you leave your, ugh.
Like, the Lifetime movie we got colored of her Colors of Her World.
Melby, I hope you get it together, but on the up and up, Spice Girls is having a reunion.
Girl, they've been talking about this for a while.
But I think it's a thing now because there are multiple media outlets that are...
So is Victoria going to be a part of it?
Absolutely. It will not be the same without Posh.
My name...
Posh was one of my favorites, and then Scary.
Then Scary, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Jerry, but then when she, like...
Who, Ginger?
The redhead. Until she went on...
Is that her real name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When she went on the on her own, like, look.
No,
at me.
She gave me, like, the creeps,
stop.
Kind of.
Why'd you do that?
She gave me, like, old lady creepy. Well, she
like,
did.
She'd be in that movie, Feud.
Like, show Feud. Like, for some reason, I never, as a little kid.
No, to me, Baby was like them, like, girl, you're grown. Like, why? She's like, hi, Baby. Like, no, you're not. Hi, no, you're not.
Sporty also gave me, like.
No, I knew she was a lesbian. I was like, oh, this poor girl. They won't let her come out because she tied to this fucking. to this machine.
Yeah, so my favorites were Sposh and then Scary and then Sporty and then Baby. And Ginger was just, like, in there because she had to be.
I have this little Spice Girl book that was this big and it was a Posh one. And it was just for Victoria.
I love Victoria.
Each page told you the most ridiculous fact about her. It was, like, that she got... diamonds encrusted in her when she gets her nails done. She gets them.
I feel like she
tattooed.
Was wealthy before Spice Girls. I don't know her backstory, but she gives me wealth.
Because her audition, no, she doesn't smile either because it gives her wrinkle lines. So she literally practices smirking with her eyes.
I love Posh, and she has a new line at Target. It's actually really cute. Like, everything. This is my problem with Target. Why y'all stuff cost so much?
I mean, honestly.
Why I'm not at freaking H&M, which I, you know, H&M, it's not my go-to.
H&M should, it is mine, and they need to calm
down
with their
prices,
too. But
it's too much. I'm like, what happened to affordable?
Target, like, my thing is, I shouldn't be going to Walmart and being able to get the same product for $4. $4? Like, I can understand, like, a dollar price or 88 cents price in between, but, like, $4, that's, you're doing the most.
The most.
Just
but
because
you
got
what?
Your red signs and you clean your aisles a little better than Walmart does. Like, I'm like,
and it's actually light in the place. Like, I have not been to a Walmart in forever, but I remember
Burbank,
it being so dark and just, like, dim, and it was, like, rats running around and shopping, and it was just
girl,
too much.
You didn't see no one's rats in a Walmart.
But Target, y'all, prices, like, for clothing is just too much. Like, the accessories and things like that, I can deal with that. But then again, I can't because now y'all trying to be an IKEA, which y'all like set up and stuff like that. And now like pillows are $50 at Target.
No, and I'm like, first of all, no one buys bed sheets that from here for fucking $57. Like,
and
why?
Curtains. I went there to get some curtains. I was like, okay, I can do $35. Wait, for one panel?
And
are you kidding me?
And also,
no.
Please, Target, like, can you please offer, like, with trash bags, like, the lowest price point for your trash bag shouldn't be $10. Like, sometimes I don't want to spend $10 on fucking trash bags.
No.
Like, I just, you know what I mean? I don't need 150 trash bags this week. You know, my bank account can't afford that. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't want to get the little, because then I have to spend $4.99, and I have the little boop, $10 thing. And I'm like,
it's a mess.
Bitch,
it's a mess. And then speaking of IKEA, did you see the new Balenciaga bags that are exactly $2,145? And they look exactly like the IKEA 99 cent bags.
They look crazy.
Like, are we for real? I'm going to just carry around my IKEA bag for the rest of this week and just... Like, is that the kind of fashion statement we're going for right now, 2017?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. The kids are out here doing that, pushing through with the IKEA.
And I really feel like the kids really are going to get that bag.
Yeah. Remember the one that looked like a fucking hula hoop circle?
No.
Bitch, when I've really seen someone walking through New York with that shit, I was like, oh, y'all for real?
But do you remember Lenny Kravitz and literally his comforter that he had around his neck and it was a scarf? Mm-hmm. It was funny, but I kind of like that.
I'll give you that. But you out here, like, I'll never give, if it looks legit, and it looks legit like the IKEA bag, yeah, like dead ass.
I'm surprised IKEA did not sue. Like, are you kidding me right
that
now?
That would be the most pettiest.
But I would sue, like, that's an easy win. It's literally the exact, even the handles, they have, like, the smaller inner handles, and then, like, the larger ones that are on the sides. Mm. That's IKEA.
All right.
Well,
you heard about Chance the Rapper. He talking about filing a lawsuit against people who were outside of his tour selling fake merch. I'm like, let them live. You know what I'm saying? You was out there hustling.
Before, right. And don't go to Sandy Alley because it's going to be a whole bunch of... Let me tell you, Kylie, girl, they out there selling all your lipsticks on the Sandy Alley for $2. No lie.
Literally.
$2.
I
asked him, I said, is this the real product? And they were like, no. I'm like, do you just have to say that? They're like, well, when people ask, because I could have been like an undercover anything. And then if they were to say yes, then I can have them arrested because you are selling someone else's. And I mean, like,
isn't that lipstick the same as another brand or whatever? The
ColourPop?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't really get into her. I'm on a Kardashian Jenner diet. Like, I've had enough. I'm full, and it's no longer entertaining to me. Like, I really did. I used to follow the Kardashians like when they first did the show because I thought that they were entertaining. And at the time, I thought the Jenner sisters were like down to earth. Like, it was one point where Kylie and Kendall were working at a pet store, like in Echo Park. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like they're so fun. Like, they are like at a pet store. Now they would not step foot. Or they will be like fully made up, like, oh my gosh, look at that little puppy. Stop it. We should get one. Like, they were actually, like, cleaning out cages and cleaning out poop and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's in the earlier episodes. So, yeah, it was giving me so much Simple Life. And now I'm just like, it's too much. Like, everything that you have is unattainable for me. Like, you're pretty, but, like, the standard of beauty now, I don't want to get, like, caught up in that.
What did you think about that Alicia Keys repost of the Marilyn Monroe?
I mean, I thought it was kind of, I see where she was coming from, but... To me, I really feel like it's important to allow people the space to do whatever they want to do with their own body. If you want to go makeup free, Alicia, that's fine. If you have people who want to get these butt implants and these breast implants, that's fine. You can judge silently as long as you are not like affecting them in any kind of negative way. Leave it at home. You know what I mean? But for you to come out and report like, oh, I miss real bodies or real bodies are like so important. First of all, Marilyn had work done.
Right. And not only that, but what?
And she stayed in the corset. Talk about manipulation. So, I mean, I don't know, like, Alicia, but one thing that I was talking to someone about recently is I think that the kids, people who are 21 and under, they are going to grow up with, because I feel like I was on the cusp. Like, I grew up, I was out until the streetlights came on, I actually was outside playing, like, I grew up not being allowed to wear makeup until I was in college, like, junior year, so I'm comfortable without wearing makeup. So, in that era, but now... It's like kids are wearing makeup, like, and I mean a full face of makeup now. I'm not talking about just like mascara and like lip balm. I'm talking about foundation, contour, like eyelashes. And I'm worried for, like, the younger generation. Are they going to feel secure enough to be barefaced or to, you know, feel just as beautiful without, like, that full face of makeup? That's kind of concerning for me, even with the body imaging thing. It's like... Like Aaliyah, I looked up to her because she was flat chest, no booty. I'm like, yes, bitch, that's my girl. And then like Eve, like Eve, like she didn't have no titties. I was like, who's that girl? La, 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 la. So I had people that I was like, you know what? I may not be like a Lil' Kim, but I got Aaliyah to look to, or like Eve. And I'm like, who do the kids have now?
It could be like, I want a body like Nene.
Nene who?
Leaks.
Honey, she's still trying to work on hers with that the tea. What's the constipation tea that make you dookie?
Girl, she really be, everyone be on that shit.
And then she be photoshopping her body on Instagram, and you can tell, zoom in, they have that feature now, and you can see the blurred lines. I'm like,
and we ain't talking Robin Thicke.
No, I'm like, honey, I can tell that this is photoshopped. Work on not being so obvious, but someone who you would look up to as, and I feel like men don't have this problem. Like, we have our dad bods, which have, it's become a thing, just like accepting the fact that you're older.
Well, and I was talking to someone else too, and they were like, it's crazy because like a guy can put weight on and not have to worry about not getting a job.
Yeah.
Whereas a girl.
And not even about getting a job, just about being ridiculed and talked about and wondering, like, oh, she might be pregnant. Just like we were talking about Serena Williams putting up that picture and, like,
like, a guy questioning. Can be cute and chubby. A girl...
I'm a chubby chaser.
Like, yeah, but, like, if a girl's chubby, it's like, oh, she fat. I'm like, what? No, she's not. Now this girl is going to think that she's fat because you just wanted to... Sir, look at your fucking stomach.
And I know that this has been, like, an issue forever, but I feel like it's now, like, a bigger issue.
What?
Just, like, body imaging.
Well, yeah, because literally, like, you wake up in the morning, you're on Instagram.
First thing you see, selfies, and all, like, you don't want to post anything if it's not perfect.
Everyone's in the gym with a 4K picture, like, and I'm like, really?
I think it's just more in your face in 2017. Like, before, it was an issue, but you were not constantly interacting with that negativity every single day. But now it's on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on, like, Snapchat. Life Size 2, Tyra Banks, are you here for it?
No.
Like, why? It's going to be on Freeform. I'm sure it is. Every time I was looking at all of the comments on multiple sites, and everyone was so excited, and I'm like, why? I was good with the first one.
And
is Lindsay going to be, like, the daughter?
I hope not. Are you here for, they're talking about Will Smith being the genie from Aladdin?
No.
I'm here for it if he can pull back, like, the Fresh Prince Will Smith and be like, hey, but, like...
Like, Goofy?
Yeah, but if he's gonna give me some, like, I Am Legend, like, Eugene, like...
I don't know how I feel about it,
know.
So I'm gonna say no.
Yeah,
because anytime I'm feeling icky, I'm like, nope, I'm just gonna go and not feel bad about
Jaden Smith been looking good. He got a little pump up in his bird chest. I was like, hey, Jaden, all right, you better come out, come through with your little... Asexual, bisexual ass.
I would be here for Jaden being the genie as opposed to Will.
No.
Really?
Yeah, like Jaden could be the cat, the Chester cat from Alice in Wonderland. Like asking random questions. Like,
or he could be Abu, the little monkey.
Why would you? Why is this purple? Like, not the genie. Like, the genie, I need quick wits, comedian.
So Henrietta Lacks premiered yesterday on HBO. Did you watch?
Girl, I don't have cable.
Me either. So if you DVR'd it, let me know because I want to come over and watch it. I literally, like, text everyone who I knew. I was like, do you have cable? Do you have cable? Do you have... Great. Can you DVR this for me on HBO? They're like, oh, wait, I don't have HBO. I'm like, good. Next. Like, come on, Oprah. Can you please make it accessible to us poor folk?
Get it on YouTube. Although YouTube Red has this movie that's out right now. And
yeah, but it also costs, like, it's a monthly prescription. It's a monthly fee. And I'm not about to pay $20 a month for no
$20?
YouTube. It's something like that. I'm like, I'd rather have Netflix.
Yeah.
And YouTube, and who do you think you are?
Netflix ain't even that expensive.
No, I think it's like 15 or 12 or something
depending
like that.
On, I think it's 12, yeah. And then I do Hulu. But, like, to add another one, and it'd be $20.
That's too much. Three? No, you guys need to combine.
The only subscription that I, like, need and, like, will go psycho is Apple Music. Like, I need...
Oh, I don't have Apple Music.
Need it.
I don't have any.
Need it.
I just, you know, I YouTube whatever I missed. Because, you know, somebody gonna post that entire movie
somewhere
on YouTube.
Or head on over to Mr. World Premiere before. Hopefully it's a week he don't get shut down. Or 353 TV online. Miss, I got all my little stuff.
Overlook, I'm trying to support. I love you, girl. But
look, I'll support when I get some coin.
Right. I don't got HBO, so I'm gonna have to see you when I.
Right now,
when
I'm stuck in between these two gym memberships, so it ain't looking good.
I like you to gym membership. I'll be doing insanity in my house.
No, I can't. Like, I can't.
I tried to do the gym membership, but like fighting traffic after work to get
there. Fighting the attempt of working out at home don't work for me.
You're right, because Friday I did end up just eating ice cream on the couch.
I'll be just laying down trying to start the app thing, then I just lay there staring at the... And be yeah, and then I'd be like, ooh.
Ooh, I got that ice cream.
I got that maple vanilla ice cream sitting over there. I'm going to eat this, and then I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to do it. And then you think you're going to go back and do it, and then you start doing it. You do, like, five jump jacks, and you're like...
No, I'm typically normally very committed. I work out every day at 7:30 in Sanity for a half an hour. I wake up every morning before work. I do my little meditation. Because, you know, I'm getting older, and it's not as easy as it used to be. Because I was, I was a runner all my life and, like, dance and stuff. Life. And I, like... I'm not as fit as I used to be. And
honey,
I'm like...
I am. I'm still fit. I'm not. But my thing is, I'm about to get me a hammock.
For what?
Right in my patio, because I got a big enough patio for a hammock.
For what?
So I wake up in the morning, and I'm going to remove myself from the bed and move to the hammock.
I don't... I hate you.
On my patio. Oh, yeah. Put my crystals on my forehead.
You and Rex gonna be out there in the hammock.
No, he can't come up on it. I'm gonna just lay down.
You know Rex. I'm gonna see an Instagram picture of you and Rex.
I'm gonna get some wind chime. No, Rex would be a mess on a hammock. Rex would be all through the rope leg.
Rex is his dog for everyone who's listening.
They know.
Well, that's all that we have for you today for Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Hit me up everywhere at DJ Justin J. Bye. Just cut it. Just right here. End. Bye. We're still on.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.